Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable, and this is John Catsimatidis. And it's Sunday morning, and it's a beautiful morning. It's the week before Labor Day. People are complaining restaurants are going out of business. Supermarkets are closing all over the place and going bankrupt. And one of our experts here that represents the Grocery Association is David Schwartz. Good morning, David Schwartz. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. Great to be here, as always.
Now, who do you represent?
I represent the New York Association of Grocery Stores. I'm an attorney, and this is a big issue for us, John, is this commercial rent tax that we're going to talk
now,
about.
Now, people don't realize what that is. This is a tax that the city puts on top of the rent people are paying.
It's a double tax, really, because you're paying some of the tax in your rent, and now you're paying this commercial rent tax. So basically, all businesses, all commercial tenants under 96th Street in Manhattan, this was enacted in the 1960s, have to pay an effective rate of 3.9%. Now, what does that mean? First of all, it's only for businesses under 96th Street, and it's only if you pay more than $250,000 in rent. So when this was enacted in the 1960s, John, it was meant for only the biggest companies in New York. But now what's happened? It's 2017. It affects everybody. Almost all businesses pay over $250,000 in commercial rent, so they're going to be subject to this double taxation.
Double taxation without representation. I heard those words someplace before. That people are walking up and down the streets. They see a lot of people out of business. The restaurants are going out of business. Is the council thinking or the mayor thinking of trying to do something about it?
Well, first of all, there's an attack on supermarkets. We see it all over the place, John. Look at all the supermarkets that have gone out of business. We have Walbaum's, we have AMP, we have Pathmark, and countless others have gone out of business. So what Corey Johnson has done in the city council, Councilmember Johnson, he has a bill, and it's co-sponsored by 14 other council members, which basically exempt supermarkets from paying commercial rent tax. Not just supermarkets, grocery stores. And there's some requirements. You have to have less than 50% of your sales from pharmacy sales, and you have to sell 50% more of general food products and some other requirements. But that bill would save the grocery store. And what the grocery store, the neighborhood store, is really part of the fabric of New York City when you think about it. So Corey Johnson's sponsoring this bill. Gail Brewer, the Manhattan Borough President, has been very active on this bill. She wrote a report a few months back detailing how we're going to save the local grocery store. So this is an important piece of legislation.
How does the rest of the council feel about that? And has the mayor ever made any comments on it?
Well, no, the mayor has not commented on this bill. We have 14 co-sponsors on this bill. I believe more co-sponsors will come on. Hopefully, there'll be a campaign in New York, a grassroots campaign to save the local grocery store. You know, what person in New York would not want to have the local grocery store? Yes, there are other methodologies in which to get groceries in this day and age, in the 21st century, but everybody loves their local grocery store, and I can't imagine New York City without it.
Well, we went from, our company went from 100 stores at one time, and then when Mark Green complained we had too many stores, he complained to the Federal Trade Commission, and we're down to 27, 28. Well, so, you know, I guess that's why Mark Green didn't get elected.
That shows how much foresight Mark Green had. But, you know, this is a serious problem. We really are in a crisis right now in New York City. There's no way with all the problems the average grocery store faces from every single administrative agency department that they could afford to pay an effective rate of 3.9%.
Yeah. And David Schwartz, anything else you want to tell us this Sunday morning?
Well, it's always great to be here, John. I wish everybody a happy Labor Day coming up, and hopefully the world that we live in will be a safe world.
Well, David Schwartz, thank you for telling New Yorkers what's going on, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, John.
We'll be right back after these messages.